AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There were some tense moments before the Senate Judiciary Committee. FBI Director Kash Patel testified. This is New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker.
I don't think you're fit to head the Bureau, but here's the thing, Mr. Patel. I think you're not going to be around long. I think this might be your last oversight hearing. Because as much as you supplicate yourself to the will of Donald Trump and not the Constitution of the United States of America, Donald Trump has shown us in his first term and in this term, he is not loyal to people like you. He will cut you loose.
Patel responded.
That rant of false information does not bring this country together. If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My God.
If you want to talk about
dividing this country.
Patel's leadership of the FBI has been marked by turmoil and Democratic accusations that he's using the law enforcement agency to carry out President Trump's goals. Prosecutors are looking at filing a capital murder charge, possibly today, against the Utah man jailed in the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. A judge dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York State's case over the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, but he kept the state's second-degree murder charges against him. The judge said New York law doesn't consider something terrorism simply because it was motivated by ideology. Israel has launched its offensive in Gaza City, vowing to overwhelm a city already in ruins from nearly 2 years of war. President Trump was asked, what is next?
We're going to see what happens because I hear Hamas is trying to use the old human shield deal, and if they do that, they're going to be in big trouble.
Actor and director Robert Redford has died in Utah. He was 89. President Trump is headed to the United Kingdom, where he'll become the first U.S. president to get a second state visit to the U.K. This is AP News. President Trump is intensifying immigration enforcement in sanctuary cities like Boston.
Advocates report increased activity from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, with unmarked vehicles targeting work vans. ICE's latest immigration crackdown has been dubbed Patriot 2.0 and follows the arrest of nearly 1,500 immigrants in Massachusetts in May. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against Boston over its sanctuary policies, claiming its mayor and police department are interfering with immigration enforcement. Protesters have gathered at facilities like the ICE office in Burlington. Immigration rights activist Kim Gillette was outside of the office.
And it's inhumane the way it's being done. It's frightening entire communities. It's keeping children home from school. It's keeping people from jobs. And it's going to have consequences for all of us.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
More information at apnews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.